Okay, we're up to we're discussing the halachas of using by mistake a knife for milchiks, a milchik knife for fleishiks, or a fleishik knife for milchiks. Until now we just discussed the knife is clean, the knife is not clean, and the idea of duchta de sakina. Now we're going to introduce another aspect which we haven't discussed yet, and tonight I just want to give a preface to these halachas, and that's a dover charif. What exactly a dover charif is, we'll get to. It's a pungent, sharp food. Onions are a good example. What other foods are considered sharp and pungent, we'll see. Let's use onions as the example, because pretty much onions are, according to everybody, a dover charif. We learned that a fleishig pat, that you cook parva things in, so the parva things do not become fleishig. Halach is whether you're allowed to use them with milchiks lechatchila or not lechatchila, whether the pot was a benyomo or not a benyomo, but lemaisa lahalach it doesn't become fleishig, that's for sure. A dover charif is not like that. A dover charif, the halachas. I think this phone has a mind of its own. the halachas of not bar not don't apply to a dover charif, meaning that if you cooked onions in a parva onions in a fleishik pot, then the onions do become fleishik. Similarly, if you use a fleishik knife to cut onions, the onions become fleishik. Okay. The second difference is that if you cook in a any pot really, but let's use the case of the fleishik pot, you cook something in a fleishik pot that wasn't used within 24 hours. So the taste is pogum and doesn't affect the thing that was cooked. In other words, if you cooked noodles and cheese in a fleishik pot that hadn't been used for 24 hours, the noodles and cheese would be mutter. You would be able to eat them. And the pot would need to be kashered because the pot absorbed taste from the cheese. But that's called eino benyomo, that the taste that's over 24 hours doesn't, we're not talking about something mamoshistic, where there's an actual residue of food that after 24 hours also still imparts a flavor. Talking about taste that was absorbed into a pot, after 24 hours that taste is considered pogum, it's defective, and it doesn't affect the food. That does not apply to a dover charif. A dover charif, even if the taste that was in the pot was more than 24 hours, doesn't make a difference how much longer than 24 hours, the dover charif makes that taste and upgrades it, and it would be osur. Therefore, if you cooked milchika onions somehow, you had onions that you soaked in milk. Medavka didn't say you cooked them in milk because it's a separate problem. But you soaked them in milk. So they're really milchike onions. And now cooked those onions in a fleishik pot that had not been used for 24 hours for hot fleishiks, the onions still become asr. Well, if it had been just potatoes you cooked there, or if it had just been cheese that you cooked there, it wouldn't become asr. But if it's onions, it becomes asr. So those two differences are between something that's a dover charif or not. Dover charif, the concept of not bar not doesn't apply to it. Right? Part of the things that are cooked in fleishik or milchik pots become fleishik or milchik if it's a dover charif. And the fact that after 24 hours the taste doesn't asa the thing also doesn't apply. Now he has lists over here of what is considered sharp foods. Some of the things we do hold like him, some not. I'm going to read what he has, and I'll tell you where there's a place to disagree. First of all, radishes. Radishes are considered a Dover Charif. Right, that's the classic example. And also included is garlic, onions, leeks, horseradish, olives. Olives, not so pashut, what kind of olives we're talking about. They're very, very bitter olives that haven't been treated. Most of the olives we have been soaked and lost their bitterness to a certain degree. So an olive does not necessarily have a din of a Dover Charif. But the olives, take them off the tree before they're really processed, they're very bitter. Okay. Sour fruits or vegetables, like lemons, esrogim, sour apples, sour plums, pickled fruits, but there's a shaila about cucumbers and sauerkraut, whether that is considered Dover Charif or not. Okay. It's not so pashut that a cucumber or sauerkraut is considered. And salted herring is also considered a Dover Charif. Okay. There are also liquids that are considered Dover Charif, but that's not what we're talking about. But liquids are brine water, vinegar, some hold even whiskies, olive oil, and wine have a din of a Dover Charif. Okay. Now there's another shayla. What happens, and this is very, very common, this. What if you cook these Dover Charif and then it gets mixed in? For instance, you have a fried onion or a cooked onion that you, what's it called, cooked in a fleishik pot, so it's fleishik. Okay? And now, but it's cooked. And now you cook that together with, that's not a good example. Well, you cooked it in a parva pot. Yeah, you cooked in a parva pot, and then you, what's it called, mixed it in with things or whatever. That's also not a good. You didn't mix it with anything. Then you decided to cook it in a fleishik pot. You cooked it in a parva pot. Then you cooked it in a fleishik pot. You fried it in a parva frying pan, right? And then you, what's it called, cooked it again in a fleishik thing. And the fleishik thing wasn't used for within 24 hours, right? Or so there, since the onions, when they came in contact with the fleishiks, were not charif anymore because they're cooked or fried, they lose their pungency, then there could be they don't have a din of what's it called, of a dover charif, and that's pretty much how we paskin. So there's sometimes that when the thing is cooked or fried, it loses its pungency, even pungent things. Another difference would be if you mix it with other things. You cooked onions in a parva, you fried onions in a parva thing. You mix them with mashed potatoes, and then you put them in a milchik pot. Okay, that hadn't been used for milchiks within 24 hours. So shaila now is, since the onions, let's say the onions were not cooked, you didn't cook them, you didn't fry them. That makes sense. You didn't fry the onions. You cut them up with a parva knife. And you mix them in with potatoes, mashed potatoes. You put the mashed potatoes and the raw onions mixed in with the mashed potatoes in a milchik pot. Does now the whole thing become milchik? The onions become milchik? Or none of it becomes milchik because the onions are a minute part and the majority is not pungent? That's also a shaila. And there it also depends pretty much on the metzias, how much onions there are, how much they're mixed in, how much they're obvious, separate to themselves. But that's also a shaila. So again, two shailas would be, if you cooked or fried the Dover Charif before it got exposed to milchik, fleishik, or whatever, and if you didn't cook or fry it, but you mixed it in with other things, and then it became exposed to milchiks or fleishiks, if that still is considered a Dover Charif or not, or it has the leniencies of something that's not a Dover Charif. Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you cook an onion in a fleishik pot and it becomes fleishik, and then you eat that onion, is it so fleishik
you don't, your fleishik? You don't become fleishik from that. However, the opposite way, there, it's really machlokas, but it's good to... if you cooked it in a milchika pot and you ate meat, then you shouldn't eat that onion for 6 hours. But if you cooked it in a fleishika pot, right, it doesn't make you fleishik. Right, it's fleishik, but it doesn't make you have to wait 6 hours. But if you cooked in a milchika pot and you ate meat, you have to, what?
Cutting with a fleishik knife is the same thing.
Cutting with a fleshy knife, usually the same thing. We'll get to the halachas of where a knife is, but just those two leniencies that normally we said apply even to knives or whatever, that if it wasn't a ben yomo, right, it makes it more lenient. Or if it's what's it called, parva stuff, right, cooked in milchik or fleshik, it also has a leniency. Those two leniencies don't apply to davar charif. Okay. Okay, I think for tonight that's enough. We'll speak about it, because there's different possibilities. There's possibilities of cutting pickle, right? There's possibility of spearing a pickle with a fork, or just sticking a spoon into a pickle jar with pickle brine. We'll get to them. There's differences in each one, and it depends what kind of a hot pepper. A hot peppers are probably dover charif.